This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Brent Cunningham of the College of Commerce and Business Administration. He's here to talk about consumer issues. Dr. Cunningham is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Cunningham, does the window sticker price of an automobile truly represent the cost of that automobile? Why do automobile manufacturers and dealers offer so many discounts and deals?
The window sticker price of an automobile is a good example of phony list price. This pricing practice is perfectly legal. A phony list price simply means that the final selling price will be discounted or reduced from the published list price. Some consumers seem more interested in the supposed discount than the actual list price. Since the window sticker price is understood to be flexible or negotiable, automobile manufacturers view this price as a starting point for negotiations and simply set the price accordingly. Consumers can go to independent consumer watchdog groups, like Consumer Reports, and get the true cost of an automobile that they are interested in buying. For a small fee, the consumer can get the price the dealer paid, the price of accessory equipment, etc. The big three automakers, still with excess capacity, are reluctant to risk further market share erosion to imports. GM, Ford, and Chrysler continue to spend an average of $2,288 per car incentive, well above such foreign competitors as Honda at $470 per vehicle and Toyota at $572 per vehicle. If no incentives were offered by an automaker, consumers have indicated that the likelihood of them making a purchase from that firm decreases dramatically.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.